Well, this morning's second hymn, number 818, there is a land of pure delight, written by Isaac Watts, the great hymn writer, lived a few hundred years ago now, but how much of our hymn book we owe to him. Well, there wouldn't be much hymn book left, I think, if we took all of his hymns out, and on so many different things he wrote, and so carefully and so brilliantly. He was a man of rich genius, and could turn his hand to many things. But anyway, we know him best, don't we, as a hymn writer. We're going to sing one of his hymns today. Now, why this one? Well, this is because last week I was in Southampton preaching. Now, some of you are not too sure about the geography of England, so just to help you a little with this, Southampton is south of Northampton, so a fair few miles south of. But anyway, right down on the south coast, so right by the sea, the English Channel, and all of that, the Isle of Wight, so that gives you some vague idea where. And there's a lot of water there. That's what it's known as. Great harbour, two rivers come in, wonderful kind of area of water. Big liners can come in there and berth and any amount of industry related to the sea. Really, Southampton famous for many, many things in that way. And it was the place where Isaac Watts lived, where he spent his time ministering and had very much an association with the whole city. And it is said, well, it is said, let's go with it, it is said that he stood on the city walls, which in those days lay right on the water. So there was the water, there were the city walls, and you could look out over the water. Now you'd look out over the cinema and the shopping centre and various other things, because they've kind of reclaimed more and more of the land, so the city walls are sort of further and further back inland. But anyway, people imagine what it looked like from drawings of the day and the rest of it there. And it's thought that Isaac Watts stood on those city walls where I stood in the drizzle Monday morning last week, looking out across the Southampton water over to the other side of the harbour, the other side of the Southampton water, where in those days what would have met your gaze would have been beautiful Hampshire hills, the New Forest there a little further off and away, a beautiful kind of rural scene. And it's that, it is thought, inspired Isaac Watts to write this hymn, "The Land of Pure Delight." Well, of course, he's talking about heaven there. But there was something that captured his imagination when he looked out at this beautiful rural scene and crossed the water and saw the land beyond. And you'll see in the hymn, he talks about Jordan as death. And, well, there's the water. And there's the land that lies beyond. And very beautiful it looked too. Well, don't try it now. There's Fawley Oil Refinery across there, and Marchwood MOD kind of base there, and all built up, and harbour-type stuff all over the place, and you've lost that sense of its rural tranquility and beauty. But for then, Isaac Watts, as he looked across there, was just taken up with this, and that inspired him, we think, to write the hymn that we're singing in a moment. Just to help you understand a little bit, in verse 4, when you look, and I know some get very stressed over this, where you think, well, that doesn't rhyme with that. You've got the word sea at the end of line 2, and then the word away at the end of line 4. And the critics amongst them go, well, that doesn't quite rhyme. Well, in those days, apparently, you would pronounce sea as say. So it would not be the sea, it would have been going out to say. And say rhymes, doesn't it, with away? So there we are, we've got Isaac Watts off the hook with that one there. But that's how you pronounced it in those days. And it was in a section of the hymn book that he wrote, and he wrote this one, apparently he was quite a young man, quite early in his hymn writing sort of career. And it was in a section which basically told us that the hope of heaven makes the thought of death more tolerable and pleasant. Words to that effect. The hope of heaven makes us feel less stressed and fearful about death. It was in that section of the hymn book, that land of pure delight, that land that is heaven. And well, we have a bit of this morning. The air is pleasant. We're thinking of spring perhaps, and maybe credibly thinking of spring perhaps. What a wonderful hope that is. And it's like a little foretaste of what heaven is and what it offers to us. Because it's a place, sure, and where it fits within the physics of our world at present. Who can say how it will appear, where it'll emerge from in that way? We know it comes down to us. Well, that's helping us to understand something of it, but it's the place where the Lord Jesus is, and is in a way that we will see him. Rather than living by faith, we'll then live by sight, and we will have all that he has prepared for us, his people who believe in him, and are making a pilgrimage through this world. That is where we will finish. And Isaac Watts was grabbed by that thought as he looked at the Hampshire countryside of that day. He wouldn't have been so grabbed now by the oil refinery, I'm sure, but we can look at the Derbyshire hills and perhaps get something of the feel for that. And that's the place that we should think about a little bit more than we do. That's the place where ultimately, if we're believers, is our home. That's where we're going to live. What we've lived here on earth is but a fraction, such a small fraction, of the actual time compared with eternity that we shall live in heaven. That's where it is all. And the whole of the Christian faith is geared around that fact. Doesn't make sense otherwise. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense. Christ is risen from the dead, promises life and hope, forgiveness to all who believe, and opens that door to heaven. So let's sing Isaac Watts' hymn, and I can picture myself stood on the city walls of Southampton, as we do. But anyway, there is a land, pure delight. 818.